list of voters log to you by www.fistoffan.net.
A big welcome to Comedy God Richard Herring.
Thank you, hello.
Richard, can you tell us about your controversial new show?
It's not that controversial. It's called Talking Cock. It's like a male version of the vagina monologue. Is the simple way to answer it. I saw a gap in the market and couldn't resist the male urge to fill it. It's my hilarious joke on the subject. But I've set up this website with anonymous questionnaires about the penis and for men and women, and quite a lot of the show's based on the responses I got to those questions from about 2,000, 3,000 people so far. But it's still open, www.talkingcock.co.uk. Go and fill it in.
So did you have more feedback from men or from women?
Women are catching up. It is more men, but women are going up faster now. And I think like a lot of women, the women who come to the show seem to really, really enjoy it. Like it is a show for like both men and women, really. But I think it's almost more interesting for women because it gives you a little glimpse into the sort of secrets of the male psyche. I'd spoil it all for us. Well, not really. Hopefully make it better for us. Because men don't often honestly talk about any of this stuff. And although it is a comedy show and I do lots of jokes, there is sort of a serious aspect to it as well. So I think women are tending to like it. So women are tending to go and do the question. And when I set it up, I was going to do it all from a male point of view, and I'm really glad I set up the female questionnaire as well, because it was sort of an afterthought. But a lot of the really good stuff I've got is from women.
So is the show about sex or is it about cocks?
It's not. There is some stuff about sex. There isn't that much about sex. It's more about penises and men's attitude to themselves and how men feel about themselves and issues of masculinity. Because I think men tend to define themselves through their penis and their sex and sort of sex and the penis, how many people they've slept with and how big their penis is, and whether they can, if they can't get an erection, that's like a makes them emasculated, you feel, you know. So and the more you think about it, the more you realise how ridiculous it is that there is a massive, probably a majority of people, there's a massive swathe of people who like live their lives either very concerned about the size of their genitals. A lot of the blokes who sort of say they consider they've got small penises, but actually when they're not actually that small, they're all fairly average, these guys, and they're sort of all saying how it's ruined their lives and stuff having a small penis, but because, you know, psychologically they're made to feel like it's a very important issue. So there's kind of a sort of, you know, I get my cake, I have my cock and eat it in a way, in that, you know, I can do all the jokes, but then I can also say, but also the thing is, you know, this wrong that we do this. So I do the jokes myself and then say, and I've done the jokes and it's wrong, because you do, it's very hard to take it, very hard to take it seriously.
I've got a question from Tim, our assistant producer. He says, if cocks could talk, what would your cock say?
Well, I asked that on the website, I don't use it in the show. The best, I said in two words, the best one was clean me, I think was fairly... I think that's probably sums it up.
Do you think there's a big black hole in the centre of every comedian's heart that needs to be filled by performing in front of an audience?
I think there isn't quite a lot of them, but I think a lot of people start doing comedy for many different reasons, and I think you do. And I, personally, there is for me, and there certainly isn't now, and I'm kind of quite balanced and happy now compared to when I was probably 18.
So have you untwisted yourself through comedy?
A little bit. I mean, it's interesting, you know, doing this show really makes, you know, you're forced to, nearly every show I do has forced me to think about an issue in my life, and it's always something that's close to me that I choose to talk about. And this one was like really, I found it really interesting just in terms of how I viewed myself as a man and about sort of growing up, you know, like it was a little bit about thinking about growing up a bit now I'm 35.
So your shows deal with the big themes, God, sex. Do you take these big themes on purpose to get the audience queuing up round the block?
I never really think of that. I mean, more so with this show, probably I did think about that than any other. I just really just write a show about what I'm interested in. So I was kind of... the reason I did the Jesus show was because I was back at home in Easter reading a sort of book about Jesus, the history of Jesus, and arguing with my parents who are Christians, and my mum going, well, why, if you're so sure Jesus isn't God, then why do you spend so much time reading and thinking and talking about him? And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing for me to look at, you know. And with the penis show, with the talking cock, it was sort of like, again, I didn't really want to do it. I didn't think it was a particularly good idea. I was on with the Vagina Monologues in the West End. I was sharing the theatre, so they were on before me. And part of it was like, they sold out every night and just got amazing response for what I thought were, you know, like, it was amusing stuff, but just like, I would go on and then perform to 100 people, 50, 100 people, with what I considered to be much better jokes, and not get anywhere near the same sort of response.
So there was part, just one word in that yeah. show.
But there was partly, it was part of that, but people would come afterwards and go, oh, you should do a male version of that show, and I'd go, no, it'd be rubbish, you know, it's not necessary, it'd be jumping on a bandwagon, it'd be commercial, it'd be rubbish. But then that, a kind of part of me thought, well, actually, what would be the problem with doing a commercial show? As long as it's good, it would be nice to for more people. You know, ideally, I'd like to every theatre I played in to be full and people to all really enjoy the show. That's my aim as a comedian. But also, I sort of started thinking about it and realised there was a kind of issue there that men are sort of ashamed and embarrassed as much as women ever were about their genitals, but can't ever talk about it. So and I sort of thought. Because I think people imagine, a lot of people sort of think the show's going to be something different than it is because they think it's going to be like sort of slagging off women and, you know, going, men, come on, we've got to build, you know, be all that sort of macho shit. And actually it's sort of the opposite of that, really. It's just sort of about trying to redefine what being a man is rather than doing that backlash thing or fighting, you know, or doing just... there is some crude stuff in it, but it's not, you know, I think there's sort of a heart behind it. And I think men really... You know, we're not allowed to be emotional and be sort of express what we feel. But I think most men, you know, the stereotype of men that is prevalent in society that we all accept as men and women is so far wrong, I think, and so insulting and really a terrible thing. Because most men, you know, most men I know are like in relationships and loving fathers and loving husbands and loving sons and, you know, and reasonably nice blokes. And we got this sort of mad stereotype of men being sort of sex obsessed adolescents, you know, and there's sort of truth in both, but you know, but really, because, but it's the same thing, it's that same thing where we'll join in with a joke because we, that would save us out having to actually admit the truth that we, you know, that men want to be in relationships because they wouldn't be in them otherwise. It's not, it's mental to think men are all tricked into going out with women and see it really, they want to all be seen with everyone in the world. They make a decision. They want to be loved, you know, just like women do. So I think there's quite a lot of interesting things to look at in that, you know. It sounds a bit poncy from this, but don't worry, I don't say any of this.
Well, the more we talk about it, the more I realise I'm sitting here with my legs crossed, my arms folded, clipboard over my crotch.
Have you shrunk up like a little acorn as well, out of fear?
Okay. Richard Herring, comedy god, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
This download is brought to you by www.bestofband.net.